farm lived out there till they died.
What about their education?
Well, I mean, they could read and write now. I don't know how far they went or anything, but they could read and write.
I see.
Yes.
Had they been there in Loganport for how long, did they? Now, this was your mother's parents?
That's my mother's parents.
Right.
The Moles. They must have been there, I imagine, I'd say 10 years or longer, run a hotel there mm-hmm. in Loganport.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
Yes.
So, they came from, do you have any idea where they came from?
They come from Georgia.
I see. Their origin was in Georgia.
Yes.
Now, you told me about your grandparents on your father's side. You didn't know them?
No, see, they didn't know their side before if I was ever born. You know, I didn't see them.
Yeah. Did you know?
I was land out here from a little church out here on the Long Street Road. He owned it all the way through to Highway 84 down there.
Yeah.
And I have a copy of his old will.
Okay.
Down at the house, and not my house. And at one time, he owned almost all of Panola County, where that big oil field is over there now. He owned almost all of that. And Mama says she could remember when her father would ride a little mule over to Carthage and pay the taxes on that land over there.
Carthage, Texas.
Carthage, Texas, yeah.
So y'all came here when? 1867, right? Is that when you...
No, that was when I bought this place.
That's when I bought this place.
Oh, come on.
But you see, the was out there. They were there long before 67.
Yes.
Long before the war, because this old Uncle Jim that bought this place, that owned this place, he went to the Civil War, and he was down at Mansfield, where they went to join the Army in them days, you know, everybody went. And he said that my mother's grandfather and her father came down to Mansfield riding little mules and brought their own guns and wanted to join the Army. Well, the old man, he was too old, and the boy, he was too young. I think he was about 13, 14 when he, her father was about 13, 14 when the Civil War broke out.
I see. Well, can you tell me a little about the community? When you grew up, where you lived early, and then when you moved here, that sort of thing?
Well, I said I lived out there around Bethel, and see, when I lived out there, when I was young, there wasn't many houses, three here, where I lived, from here to back up where they lived, there wasn't about three houses, and he said that grandfather owned it all nearly, but when any of his children were married, he'd give them so much land.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had an uncle and an aunt that lived out there, and had an uncle and aunt lived at Stanley, two of them, that were my father's sister and brothers. And, you know, they just give them the land. That was about the only here and out there then, when I was a child. Mm-hmm. We'd always, we went anywhere, you know, you went in the wagon, in the ox wagon.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about, what was the parish like when you were young? What type of roads did you have?
Well, we just had dirt roads.
I see.
Just plain old, didn't know more about
the wagon road out through the woods.
Woods. Well, I say it was a wagon road out through the woods. The wagon went to church in ox wagon.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It was just wood, just wagon, common wagon, the roads, you know. Didn't have no paving road, no road, no sign, no nothing.
Now, the first house you lived in, can you tell me about it? Describe it in detail for me, what it was like.
Well, it's just a house. It had four rooms and an open hall.
I see.
And it had a kitchen that run off from the back, you know, kind of, this was the main part of the house. And they have a little walk, you know, that went off from the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am. What did you call that?
I just called it a little walk, all I ever had, because this place had when I moved here.
Yeah.
And then the kitchen, you know, two rooms at the back was a kitchen and dining room.
I see.
And that's all, you know, we just had four big rooms and an open hall, what they call a dog trot in them days.
A dog trot. Okay, now that went down the
high aisle, the hall.
Between the four rooms.
Yeah, between the four rooms.